Ate tumugulumize na mugulumiza.
And to also glorify him.
Tumusinze.
We worship him.
Tumuanirize mase katika fenera.
We welcome him in our midst again.
Okumuwe chifetiso kabuli unaku.
Give him the first place every day.
Tukubanga tukulembira munga abana wakatonda.
That he may lead us as children of God.
Murinyari amukama wafe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Kutafu mwesi kwa tukwebaza. Uruakasira kwa tuwate umasogo ne mkubira woku. Ngabwe chiri mzaburi chikumi ya sapi muenda. Tewari ya inzo kutuka ukubira woku ne wankubate amasogo. Kuhanga umorimuguru ne kusiona. Iranga wewawo mkama. Utuandigenze magombi. Era amasogo galabayo mkama eraji hori. Tukugurumiza iranga tukudize chitiba netendo. Uruakasira kwa tuungende uroku sabako mwoyomo tukufu. Wega ilaba tukufu ngabwe chiri barumi suri yomunana. Onyora bimomo kaga makabiri monana erane twebaza olwakasira ko tuongedde olwamukama wa Yesu atusabidde ona teera abo kiri mungere barume sureye omunana olwasa tumwenya atusabira akaseera okusobola okwenenya n'okwetereza tukomewo gyoli abo kyawandikwa mpita ekyokubira sureye okusatu nyoba omunana pakulo kumi kwebaza kubanga okkiriza okusaba kw'omwoyo mutukuvu n'okkiriza n'okusaba kwa mukama waffe Yesu era ntukugulumiza tukuddize ekiba n'ettendo olw'ebiro n'ebiseera by'otwongedde kubanga gwe mwennyini omanyi olunaku olw'enkomerero nga mukama waffe Yesu bwe yawandiika bwe yayogera mu Matayo eri 24 ayogera nti tewali amanyi lunaku luli newankubadde omwana w'omuntu ng'omuntu ku yannyonnyola naye nti kitaffe gwe mwennyini olunaku walwesigaliza kale omanyi era ebiro n'ebiseera by'okusalawo okwo nga bwe biri naye ebiseera bino bye tulimu kankano mukama obituwongedde era otukwatiddwa ekisa olw'okweyongera okwenenya nga tuyagala n'omukufa azikiire wabula ng'oyagala nga bwe watulondera edda mugwe tusobole okudda nga bwe kiri mu Efeso essuula eri ayi katonda ffe eyesooka n'olwokusatu paka olw'ekkumi watulondera edda mugwe tusobole okudda gy'oli n'okuweesa ekitiibwa tukwebaza era nga tukugulumiza olw'akaseera akalungi k'otwongedde kama wabakama era kabaka wabakabaka owejje kitaffe omwesigwa weebale kubanga era tulina okudda gy'oli nga bwe twasooka okubeera muggwe mu zabbuli eya 9 ayi katonda ffe omwesigwa era tukomawo era tulidda gy'oli weebale mutonzi waffe weebale katonda omulamu weebale kitaffe omwesigwa era nga tukomyewo okwongera okumanya ebyekika kyo ekitukuvu nga bwe biri naffe ng'abaana ab'omu nnyumba yo ayi katonda ffe tweyongere okutukula n'okusanira mu maaso go nga bwe kyandikwa mu Efeso essuula ey'okubiri omuntukuvu ng'atunnyonnyola tuli ba mu nnyumba yo era tuli ba mu kika kitukuvu ne kankano tukomyewo era nga tugulumiza mukama waffe Yesu eyayongedde okutusabira obudde buno n'okwongera okubeera naffe okutuuka enkomerero nga bwe yasuubiza Matayo 28:18 paka 2 ayogera nti mubayigirize ne byonna bye nabalagira kubanga nze ndi wamu nammwe otuuka enkomerero weebale mukama waffe okutuukiriza ekisuubizo kyo kye wasuubiza mu Yokaana 14 wasuubiza ng'ogamba olisigala otulabikira tolitulekanga bamulekwa era ne tubuuza lwaki olisigala otulabikira n'oyogera nti kubanga ndi mulamu nammwe muli balamu kama otwongedde obulamu obujjudde era obutuukiridde bwajja okutuwa era nga gwe musumba omulungi yawaayo obulamu bwe ku lw'obulamu bwaffe n'obununula kale tukwebaza kubanga tewakoma ku ekyo kyokka naye oyongedde otusabira era n'otuweereza omwoyo omutukuvu okutukulemberamu ng'ezzadde lya Katonda abaana be wazaala abaana be wayanjula eri kitaffe tukwebaza mukama waffe Yesu era ne twebaza omwoyo omutukuvu atukulembeddemu n'okutuuka kankano nga totukooye kubanga kyakuwandikibwako Baruumi 8:14 yabakulembera omwoyo wa Katonda yezzadde lya Katonda weebala okubeerawo okakasizza eddala nga tuli baana ba kitaffe oyo ali mu ggulu tugulumiza kitaffe era nga tumuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo olw'akaseera akalungi kaatwongedde okubeerawo kwe mu maaso ge ayi kitaffe omulamu weebale kabaka wabakabaka era mukama wabakama olw'obudde obungi bw'otwongedde weebale omwe omutukuvu gwakkiriza okutukulemberamu n'otuluŋŋamya era n'okutusomesa n'okutujjukiza byonna nga bwe kiri mu Yokaana 14:26 ayogera nti naye omuwi w'amazima bw'alijja alibayigiriza byonna era alibajjukiza byonna weebale okutujjukiza n'okutuuka kaakano nga totulekeredde ekitiibwa n'ettendo tubiddiza kitaffe mwebale okutuweerezaamu ne gira bamalayika abaweerezaamu n'abakwata ebigambo by'omu kitabo kino Bayibuli nga bwe kiri mu 12 8:9 era abatuukiriza ekigambo kyo nga bwe kiri mu Zabbuli eya 13:19-22 era nga baweereza abagenda osikira obulokozi nga bwebayogera mu Ebulaniya essuula eyo tetubatwaniriza era ne tweyongera okuwa ekitiibwa mu kifo ekisooka omwoyo omutukuvu omubaka wa kitaffe omubaka owa mukama waffe Yesu wamu ne bamalayika abalwanyi ab'entalo bamalayika ab'obugabirizi bamalayika ab'ebyawandiikibwa Gabudyeri okwongera okwolesebwa n'okumulisa n'okubikulibwa mu linnya erya mukama waffe Yesu tusabye nga tukwebaza weebale Katonda ffe omulamu weebale mukama waffe Yesu weebale omwoyo omutukuvu mulinyira mukama waffe Yesu amiina wetuulireko Otegeke ekitabo kyo.
Prepare your book.
Otegeke Bible yo.
Prepare your Bible.
Otegeke pen yo.
And you prepare your pen.
Kubanga n'omuntu kuvuyetesitese dane pen ye.
For the Spirit is already prepared with his pen.
Nga bweyogera mu makolisi kyokubiri esuula eyokusatu.
Like he spoke in 2 Corinthians 3.
Nga mwetegefu okuwandika mu magezi gaffe.
And is ready to write within our mind.
Mutima gwaffe.
In our hearts.
Ne mumuntu waffe ow'omunda.
And our inner person.
Okutuukiriza ebyendagaano empya.
To fulfill the Old New Testament.
Ebyasuubizibwa mu Yeremiya 31.
What was promised to Jeremiah 31.
Okuva ku 31.
From 31.
Paka 33.
And to 33.
Bwe yasuubiza nti mu ndagaano empya.
Has promised that in the New Testament.
Aliwandika ebigambo bino mu magezi gaffe.
We will write these words within our minds.
Mutima gwaffe.
In our
hearts,
and in a man. And the New Testament began, as explained in Hebrews 4 and Hebrews 10. Because of that, brethren, let's prepare our hearts that the Holy Spirit can write as we to write within our books. And we have a remembrance which is better. Most of reading the books, but in our minds, these scriptures are not being written. Even when you check in your heart, those scriptures, you don't have them. But you seem to have heard them. I request you to commit time. The scriptures you remember, sometimes check in your Bible to prove they are the ones. Even the ones you forget. All your brethren.
Them.
Even if you're walking, even if you're home, you're free to call your brethren to remind you of the scripture. If you have it in your mind and don't remember where it is,
you
can fulfill the other scripture. Iron sharpens iron. Don't be ashamed to call someone to ask them a scripture. If not gotten time to check it in the Bible, call your brethren the shortest time to remind you. It will benefit you so much. Not to be there and remember scriptures as if they're not clear to you. You need to move within them. Like he told Joshua in Joshua 1, verse 7. He told him to move within the words, to sleep within them. What you don't remember, call your brethren before you sleep. Ask them where that scripture is. You sleep when it is noted in you. And you don't just sleep when you're not sure where it is. Be on patient for that. Call your brethren to remind you. The one you call, if they are not sure, they too will call another. We shall be in the good work of sharing God's word. But
you
may not be there when you are not sure of scriptures. Then they will be like that if you not lay your heart to them. You can send on WhatsApp inquiring for that scripture. Just as we post other things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
make phone calls for business and other things. Why have we not called them to ask of scriptures? Call someone to ask and remind you of a scripture.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Don't be ashamed, don't fear. We are there to be helping each other. And as soon as we have, let's each help each other to grow to the measure of Christ.
Yes,
Jesus so much.
We
are going to be moving on
concerning
the Holy Family and the Holy Marriage of the Lord Jesus
that
gave us in that image.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We've been studying many things things.
And
last cover the law of the service. Even we want to wind it up today. For if you there enter the holy family, which there is faith there. For we know Romans 10. From verses 10.
The
person believes with their heart to be given righteousness. But Romans 10:17, it tells us faith comes from hearing, and hearing God's word. James 2 tells us they must be acts of righteousness.
And
that will be the holy family and the holy marriage. Right now we move on with the law of the service. If you are going to see the service of the children and of the widows, then we can get to know who are the right widows.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. For not anyone who has lost a husband that they are called a widow.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It will help us so much.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We lost so many things. Even there in the law of the service, we are going to be looking at that word of the service of the children and of the widows.
And
we prove are the right children.
For
there are children who are illegitimate in the home.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Children who cannot be spoken to. They have not been taught manners. We've seen widows who are not worthy to be of that. There are many conditions attached for someone to be called a widow. Or to be called you a widower.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Not every person council we call them a widow. After we finish there, I believe next Thursday we shall start the family planning. Family planning involves many things.
It
involves giving birth.
It
involves finances. Even the happiness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We shall see all that. We're going to be winding up this right now.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's begin. Let's begin with Ephesians 6.
Abefeso esura ya mukago nnyo olusooka. Abaana abato, muwulirenga bazadde wabwe mu Mukama waffe, kubanga kino kye kirungi.
Abaana abato,
young children,
bwetubeerayo nga tugezaako okubayigiriza,
if we are there trying to teach them,
tulina okubanga bassaamu ekitiibwa abazadde baabwe.
They must be respecting and obeying their parents in the Lord. Others say, those are our spiritual mothers. But here we speak of every woman who has matured and they have become a mother.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Some of what is required of them to do is to first honor everyone who has matured to be a mother.
In
this law of the children, the holy family, and holy marriage, it's required of you to teach your children. Every person older than them, if they are a woman, let them be a mother of them,
honor
them. If it's a man, let them be their father or their uncle. According to the laws we've been seeing, when the child does that, they have done a good thing. These are the many parents or mothers within Christ Jesus or mother.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If it's like that, let's not raise children in the only fear you alone. And when they find a brethren here and they refuse them something, they jeer at them.
And
they asked them, what are you going to do of that? Now that law
of
service of the children,
before
they think to honor only their mothers, let them know there are many mothers in the church together with the many fathers, where
there
are uncles, even aunties. Yet they will handle this law in the next verse.
Abefeso esula y'omukaaga oluyi lwakubiri. Osangamu ekitiibwa kitaawo ne nnyoko. Lye tteeka ery'olubereberye eririmu okusuubiza.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Kota
yeerimu kuva amakumi abiri.
When you get to Exodus 20,
bakugamba nti bw'okwata etteeka eryo,
tell you if you honor this law,
onaawangaalanga,
you will live long,
era onaalabanga emikisa,
and you will see blessings.
Simanyi oba oyawudde amateeka gano abiri.
I don't know whether you've spread these two laws.
Olunyi olusooka lukugambye bweru ti katuluddemu.
First verse has told us this.
Twogera n'ezzadde lyaffe.
We speak with our children.
Ebigambo bino.
These words, and we give impact to bring them to understand this. First, young children, they should obey their parents in the Lord. In the next second, as they're going to separate now, they separate your father and your mother in the body.
But
first, they have told you, older your as your fathers,
they
must be responsible for you wherever they find you,
to
correct you in Christ Jesus, and to wish you the better thing, even the better blessing. Now the second law,
it
gives you to honor more your mother, even your father in the body. But they first shown you
all
your parents in Christ Jesus, our master, that thou may honor them. Don't come here thinking only your mother is responsible of you. And don't be severely think of that word. Whoever find you on the way, I will try to see you as a child and see the way you act in the good morals.
You
thought the laws of the world are there. Praise Jesus. And the people of the government said their children, that we don't refuse it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we as church, let's love all children as our children,
and
see that they grow in the fear of the Lord. Don't look and say that child is of the other person. That is your child. Praise Jesus. Must see that they appear in good morals. We ask and request all parents to obey and humble these commands within Christ Jesus our Master. If you find someone correcting your child in the right way, you're
going to
hear. Don't see them wrongly and don't get
angered.
For you're not going to be directed to have best in the wrong way. When there's no correcting and harming people.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now that law, it gives us many parents as children.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Our
parents now have increased and there are many. Let's move on.
Abefeso sura y'omukaaga olunyiriri olusooka. Abaana abato muwulirenga bazadde bammwe mu Mukama waffe. Kubanga kino kye kirungi. Osangamu ekitiibwa kitaawo ne nnyoko. Lyetteeka ery'olubereberye eririmu okusuubiza.
Tumanyi ebisuubizo byekyo mu kuva esula ya makumi abiri.
We know the promise of that in Exodus 20.
Omuli okuwangaala.
Which involves living long.
N'okuweebwa emikisa emingi.
And be blessed with many blessings.
Bwe tunaaba tusoma penalties.
When we shall study the penalties.
Ebiseera ebisinga abantu bafunye penalties nnyingi nnyo mu kigambo kino.
Many times gotten penalties in this world.
Abasinga tebakyawangaalirako ddala.
Most no more live long.
Era n'abasinga balekawo bazadde baabwe.
Most of them leave their parents.
Ne bagenda mangu ago.
And they go quickly. With the initial seasons when they never humbled themselves, even never to respect their parents. Let me explain your separate
parents.
We have parents in the Lord Jesus. And we have parents home.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you come in this place, when you got saved, you got many parents.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They're responsible for all the character which you have been moving by. What we shall request our parents to pray to turn us as children and not to rather torment us and even to torment as we are going to hear. Ephesians 6 verse 4.
Era wangalenga ennaku nnyingi ku nsi. Nammwe bakitaabwe. Temusunguwazanga bana bammwe.
Tuli bataata bangi bwe tujja wano.
We are many fathers when we come here.
Bwe tulokoka.
Or when we get saved.
Naye ate tokola bisunguwaza.
But don't make things which hunger a child.
Mulimu abamu oyagala omwana buli kimu kimukakabu kasi.
There is some of us who want to force upon a child everything.
Ebisinga bibeera byakwogereseganya.
Most of the things are to agree with the child.
Kugonjola abaana ne mukubayigiriza empisa.
Train them and to teach them morals.
Si buli kimu ogenda kuba okuba.
Not everything you're going to be beating a child.
Obanti osoza soza.
Or you're jeering a child.
Ovuma avuma.
You abuse them.
Ebintu tubwe bityo.
Things like that.
Tebyetaagisa mukama waffe.
They are not needed in the Lord.
Era nga tusookedde ku bazadde ab'ewaka.
First, targeted parents home together with parents of the church. All things though that child is yours, and you're going to be training them as these laws are given them,
and
just as going to hold them. The issues of hungering the child, always try to take it away, for it's not easy for our children to get angered. But if you see them angered, you can beat a child and you meet there and you speak at.
But if
the child keeps hunger on the heart, you've done things which are beyond.
And
you've not explained, and the way you beat them is a way of a terrorist. They
don't
reach a time get angered, but they rarely do that. You'll beat and kill a child and cry. In the shortest time they have come back, you're speaking. They cannot do that, they're angered. Know that the issue you beat them about was not right. Or you never explain them to them to be a wrong thing. Most of us beat upon every wrong thing done.
And you
don't explain why. I would rather explain that thing as wrong.
No, mugamba te kintu kino kibire totta ngamo kikola.
Thing is wrong, don't do it again.
We buli kibi garamira wansi.
You every wrong thing you like this child down, you cane them. It's not the way.
Ya mateka gatu we bakubaza kuzadde lya.
Of the laws given upon us on our children.
Era nabonga bakwata ebiragiro
byabo. As they too obey our laws.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Tumanyinga mulimu gwa fo kubakunjula lo kugasa.
It's our work to train them to benefit.
Era ngale kitaffe bwatugojula.
Just as the Father trains us.
Gotwa ulira mbebulania esule eri ye 12.
When we had in Hebrews 12.
Okuba ku Roma 8 okukirira.
From verses 8 to down.
Kale okuvira da ku Roma 7.
From verse 7.
Kibachi kitaffe bano bagera maso no kutugunda.
That our fathers moved to discipline us.
Urokutuwa
that we may profit and they may profit out.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If our Father has a way to disciplines us, that we get profiting out of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now let's look and copy on the Holy Family of Heaven. When he rebukes the children, how does he do this? When he speaks and says, he doesn't do anything without warning his prophets. That's the parent we copy and imitate. For we hear in Micah 2:6-7.
That
God never does anything before he reveals to the prophets.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
required of us. We do before we beat. At least Reveal it to the child. Reveal them that thing that they may first understand it. Most we just beat without telling the children. You have not told them. You have not made them know it. You want to just beat. In that way, first think you also a child on the other side.
And
you ask, whatever you do, does God just beat you?
And
he abuse you like that?
Some of you
abuse the children and they are foolish at their father. Look at this one, she's like their mother. The foolishness of your uncle's side. That's what we are into and we claim to be parents. But it's not the way. Let's look at the Father in heaven.
The way he moves
on to discipline us. Doesn't take us the way we take ourselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now let's try to be like him. We decided to appear like him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Ephesians 6 verse 4.
Namwe bakitaabwe temusunguwazanga bana bammwe naye mubalerenga mukukangavulanga.
We first train the children and teach them the name of the Lord Jesus. In training them, we bring scriptures to lighten for them before you beat them. What we've spoken is in Amos 3, that verse is 7. Let's go and read of it. That before you beat a child, abuse them and do all things, you must first reveal those mistakes to them. To teach them, give them a chance to repent. And they learn from it and they get used to it. And they never get beaten all the time.
Amos esula yokusatu nyoro msambu. Mazima mukama katonda taliko chialikola.
You've heard clear. Doesn't do before he reveals.
So now
we too need to be fathers.
And
mothers in that image. Don't come out beat before reveal a mystery to someone.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
And
we know the Father who first reveals to us.
Come
out to beat you after he refused to do what he revealed to you.
Yes,
we
have a
praise Jesus. And if he revealed to you and you never understood well, that's why he sends different gifts. Try to teach you and to make you know. If the child refuses to align themselves on you and to understand,
it's
required of you to hand them to another brother of yours, that they move on to teach them some things and to teach, train them. So you may give them a 1 week's holiday, send them to another, making them aware why you have sent them. We need to handle but there is this and this issue in them.
I
try to reveal my gift of teaching, but it's refused.
Handle
it on my behalf on the gift of evangelism or in the gift of a pastor. Some of you, your gifts you have a heart. They release words when they have not been brought up well. You just, you're rebuking and speaking sharp words. Now, because of that, after we know the family we have is in the image of the Father, the ways of our Father in heaven, and our mother, auntie, copy them that we may appear like them. Even our children will grow within them and teach their children also. This is Deuteronomy 29:29. And it tells us this.
Deuteronomy ebyekyama biba bya Mukama Katonda waffe naye ebibikulibwa biba byaffe era byabaana baffe.
Owulidde ekibeerawo?
You've heard what happens.
Byabikula.
What it reveals.
Bibeera byaffe.
Is for us.
N'abaana baffe.
And our children.
Kati nabo bibeera byabwe.
They too are theirs.
N'abaana baabwe.
And their children.
Emirembe bwe gito kwe kitambula.
Generations like that.
Yesu yebazibwe.
It's Jesus.
Katuddeyo mu Efeso.
Let's go back to Ephesians.
Abefeso esura ya mukaga olunyiriri olwokutaano. Abefeso esura ya mukaga olunyiriri olwokuna.
Ephesians 6 verse 4.
Nammwe bakitaabwe temusunguwazanga baana bammwe naye mubalerenga mukukangavulanga ne mukubuuliriranga kwa Mukama waffe. Abaddu muwulirenga bakama bammwe ab'omubiri nga mulina okutya n'okukankana omutima gwammwe nga teguliimu bukuusa. Nga Kristo singa mukuweereza okwokulu ng'abalala okusiimibwa ng'abantu
era mu kino eky'obuweereza oba
service
nga bw'ogenda ku mulimu n'obeera ne mukama
wonaabaana
bwe tubeera bwetuty ewaka tuba ne bakama baffe nga ye maama oyo ne
taata
newankubadde nga tulinayo mukama waffe
ow'omuggulu
kale abamu tukola
Some of us
do
things home and we are despising.
Zimura.
Asconing.
And
you forget there is the Lord in heaven seeing you.
And
many children have been doing these things. We ask you to stop those issues.
If
they are not stopped,
like
you see when the father tells you and you refuse, he has to beat you.
Era twamuwulirako mu Ezekiyeri musanvu.
And we heard him in Ezekiel 7.
Kyajja kuba abantu bategeere nga ye Mukama akuba.
That he will beat the people and they will know that it's the Lord who beats.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Kale nga naye bw'amala okubuulirira.
Just as he first teaches
ne tugaana.
And we refuse.
N'alyoka ajja okibooko n'akuba.
Gets out a rod and beats.
Manya nti omwana.
Know that a child.
Gwe wenna akola ebintu by'okola.
All you do is things you do.
Ng'obuulirirwa n'ogaana okubitegeera.
You are told things and refuse to understand them.
Bw'oba ng'okyagala okubeera mu family entukuvu.
If you want to be in the holy family.
Obawe bagenda kukuba kibooko.
They are going to be beating you.
Ekyokuba nayo kimala nekijja oluvannyuma.
Beating too comes in after.
Nga bwe mumanyi enkola za kitaffe.
Like the weeks of the father.
Ansibirozi tegedde bulungi.
I think you have understood them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Asoka nakubulia nogana nakukuba.
He instructs you, refuse, he beats you after.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Niwankubadde tukuzizza abana abamu.
Even though we've raised some children.
Ne bagamba nga bo tebakyakubiwa waka.
And they're no more beaten home.
Naye tugenda okuba mu mikono gya kitaffe.
But we're going to give them in the hands of the Father.
Ng'okuze wakolyawo olina amalala n'embazi.
If you've grown home, you have pride and big headedness. That is like this. We shall sit in the penalty. Which happened on Prophet Samuel. He told his children initially. In their younger ages, they used those things which are right. But they reached a time. And they matured, they wanted to decide for themselves. And they went to the temple of the Lord. And they began to have relations with girls in the synagogue. Even to grab the fatty parts of the meat.
Samweli bwarabanga abana bagaani.
Now when Eli saw the children refused.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Eli bwaraba abana nga bagaani.
When Eli saw children and refused.
Yali nokulabika nga ataba wayo.
He had to hand them over to the Lord.
Katati yadda mukugamba.
Now he began to say
abana bano bane so abawaya abakube bana bange.
Can't give all my children to be beaten my children.
Naye bamukuba penalty
Eli. But he was penalized Eli.
Tujja kwira mu kitabo kya
Samuel. We shall see in the book of Samuel.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Bamukuba penalty abana ne
babatenalize. They killed these children, he too, he fell and his head broke off. What was last? The children when they had refused.
Eli
was supposed to commit them to the Lord to work on them. And it happened that the entire family got destroyed like that. And they gave the priesthood to others to take
Samuel
it on. Samuel took over the priesthood.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yet
he was a child born out of that family.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But this comes from where? You who matured in years the children, if you refuse to understand, we shall commit you to the Lord. called. Unto your angels who have been raising you.
And
we heard that they are angels of the children. If you're still home, that angel is still there. Now you will hear beatings from him. And a parent never wastes time to beat you. For now you have a big chest. Others have big oranges in the chest. Even the carrier has come.
Yes, he was.
Because of that, we find that most we shall commit back to the Father. Having told them what we are meant to tell them. Ephesians 6 verse 5.
Abaddu, muulirenga bakama bammwe ab'omubiri, nga mulina okutya n'okukankana, omutima gwammwe nga teguliimu bukuusa nga Kristo. Singa mukuweereza okw'okungulu, ng'abaagala okusiimibwa ng'abantu, naye ng'abaddu ba Kristo, nga mukolanga n'omwoyo Katonda by'ayagala, nga muweerezanga n'okwagalanga Mukama waffe so si bantu. Nga mumanyi nti buli muntu ekirungi ky'akola kyaliweebwa nate eri Mukama waffe, oba muddu oba wa ddembe. Nammwe bakama baabwe, mukolenga bwe mutyo, nga mulekanga okutiisa, nga mumanyi nga Mukama waffe, Mukama waabwe era owammwe ali mu ggulu.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That's how we know.
Nti buli omu ku ffe tumanya nti wali yali atukulira.
Each one of us knows there is the head over us.
Naye nga twagala okutegeeza.
We want to tell you.
Okusinziira mu Ebulaniya, esula eno ey'12.
According to Hebrews 12.
Tutandise n'olw'omusanvu.
We begin with verse 7.
Bebulaniya esula ya 12 olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Hebrews 12 from verse 7.
Olw'okukangavulwa kye munaavanga mugumiikiriza Katonda abakolanga abaana, kuba mwana ki kitaawe gw'atakangavula. Naye bwe munaabeeranga watali kukangavulwa okugwana okututuukako ffenna, muli beeboolereze so si baana.
Owulidde bulungi.
You've heard very clear.
Singa ogaana okukangavulwa,
if you refuse to be disciplined,
ofuuka mwana mweboolereze.
You become an illegitimate child.
Era kitegeeza.
And it means what?
Omwana ono otuuka n'ekiseera bw'abanga mwadde mikono gya Mukama.
You reach a time if you commit this child to the hands of God.
Bw'abanga si wakumukubonereza mu biro ebyo.
If it's not to punish them in those days.
Ayinza okujja n'agamba omwana oyo ofuna ekibonerezo mugobe wano.
He can tell you that child to get a punishment, chase them from here.
Agenda asooka alaba ensi bw'efaanana.
Let the God test how the world is.
Mu bigambo bye tuyita penalties.
In the world we call penalties.
Ez'ebikolwa bye tuba tukoze.
Of the actions we've done.
Tubigereze nga bwe tulaba Samuel.
Let test them as we see like Samson.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Katonda yamulabula emirundi gye egiwulira ddala.
God warned him many times.
Omukazi oli ng'amubuzaabuza.
And the woman was confusing him.
Amugambulira amaanyi go we gali.
Told him, tell me where your power lies.
Namugamba nsiba n'emiguwa gyonna.
Told him, tie me with all the ropes.
Namuliddira abamutta n'abalabako.
And he brought people to kill him. He saw it.
Mukama n'amulekera amaanyi n'akutula byonna.
And God left him with strength. He teared all the ropes.
N'abakuba.
And he beat them.
N'obula n'amukola ekirala.
Even the next time she did another thing to him.
N'obula n'amukola kiki.
Even that same time he killed them.
Ate kuno namubuulira ebituufu.
This time Samson told her the right things.
Mwemusalako envi.
When you cut off my hair.
Mukazi n'ayisalirako da.
And the woman chopped the hair off.
Kaakati Katonda yagala kirabika Samson yo.
Now God said perhaps Samson.
Ayina kuyigira mu bintu byansi byampaka.
Must learn from the experience of the world by force.
Kyajja bamusokoolamu amaanyi.
They gouged out his eyes.
Ezo penalty za kujeema.
Those are penalties of rebelling.
Namuchokoramu amaaso.
Gouged out his eyes.
Nibamutwala eri n'asindika ekintu
kyabana. And he took him to push the will of those Philistines.
Eyadiramu amagezi.
That's where he got back to sanity.
Neyenenya.
And he repented.
Ankubulira omwana bw'anabanga alemaga.
Let me tell you, if the child fails.
Katonda kyonna ky'agenda okugamba ky'ogenda okukola.
Whatever God will tell is what he will be doing.
Akugamba mutemu agende mu nsi.
Tells you leave the child go in the world.
Ojja kumuta ajiyingire.
Will lead them enter the world.
Ne Katonda n'amusiŋŋaanira eyo n'alyoka amulagako.
God will find them and teach them a lesson there. If you remain a child there, they will beat, pocket beat and take
up.
You never have anything to eat home.
And you see sickness and everything.
But he told you, did the child get out in the world? That we meet together there. But you know he's in every place. Whatever he tells you is what you do. If you resist on the child, he will tell you now, share the beatings together. They get sick, you do get sick. You fail to get eaties and you look at each other home. What do we speak of now? They have been happening in born again families. They have children, they smoke a cane. God, the grace. Put them out where the grace is not.
Come
out when God has told them this
thing.
Many have moved out in the world. And they
keep
prison them and they've come out when they're totally safe. And God met them in the prison. Others, they take them to Butabika Rehabilitation Center. They come back when they are properly aligned. If you refuse, God adds you more beatings. There are others, your heart sinks when they beat your child. And you feel the child is sick.
That's,
you'll be the one to get sick. You have been looking for money for eatings.
And
both of you look at each other.
Grace,
the boy is lazy like that.
Think,
how will he be in the family when he's reached there?
That
future woman you're raising is going to make a scorn upon Jesus. Let's move on to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12 verses 9.
Nate twalina bakitaffe ab'omubiri gwaffe abatukangavulanga ne tubasangamu ekitiibwa tetulisinga nnyo okugondera kitaawe w'emyoyo ne tuba abalamu.
Luno bwe tunagondera kitaawe w'emyoyo,
if we obey the Father of the Spirit,
ne bakitaffe nga ye yatulagidde okuba bw'ekitiibwa ab'omubiri,
commanded us to obey them of the flesh,
nga ezadde,
like the children,
yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Beblania esura ya 12 onyore 10.
Hebrews 12 verses 10.
Kubanga bo batukanga vulanga enaku sinye njolo kwegasa bo. Na yoyo atukanga vula olo kutugasa. Tuyoke tufune omugabo kubutukuvuwe. Okukanga vula kwonna mu biro ebyakakano tekufanananga kwa sanyu.
And it's like that. You have to first bear it.
Even
when God beats us, never happy about that. I feel good when I beat this girl. But
that
we feel bad. After beating you, and you get life, you will reach heaven, you will thank God for beating you. And you see people in hell. And you say, God, thanks for beating me. You even beat me a few beatings.
Or
what, in hell, they beat you throughout. When it beats us here, it's worth about. What I said to children,
if your
parent displeases you of what you see, you have to bear that. You will see harvest in it ahead. Today you may see as if the parent never loves you. But when you mature, you will be seeing that. In some backfires, if
you've
done things of pride and arrogance, God gives us children who appear like us the way we appeared. And you fell on the problem.
What amazes
you? You've gotten saved not like your mother or father raised you in the world. They give you the one who is not born again.
Wow.
Beat the child and they're big headed.
You
used to be big headed, you give you a child who is big headed. Penalties for most of us have seen of them.
Others
have not been revealed what is wrong with us.
Children,
being in birth, they have problems. You never want to study. The child who is like that, they don't want to study. Now you are struggling with the child. You child, if you do it, no. You too, they'll give you a child like that. And they'll give you the child this time when you've gotten saved, you've humbled.
Is
born again by the child they have. The child has a big head, big headedness.
Yeah,
that's your exact image, the one which was in you. And it comes out for you. What never gives birth itself never spreads.
Beblania esura ya kuminabiri.
Hebrews 12,
verse 11. Naye oluvannyuma kubala ebibala eby'emirembe eri abo abayigirizibwa mu kwo.
When
we are disciplining, we don't discipline people when they never learn. If you just beat and you're just beating, you don't teach what you're beating about. And you just knock under the child's head.
They're fingers.
Anytime they want to knock the child's head. When the brain never captures where they study, the brain is used to being knocked. Every time you're itching in the finger to knock your child.
A child is a
they bring salt when you send them for sugar, you knock them for that. You
too,
you were messed up in the same way. But it shouldn't be like that, brethren. If you shall act in the same that way, a person learns so much when they're in a calm environment.
But
the tension you create would be hard for a child to learn. And children who have put so much intention when they rebel so much. They may escape from there. They say, I'm relieved. They
don't
have gone to fall in problems. Yet they have left you in the same.
Beblania esura ya kuminabili, olunyiri olwe kuminabili.
Hebrews 12, verses 12.
Kale, mugololenge mikone jirengeja, na mavivi agakozimba. Era mukubirenga ebigere byamwe amakuba amagolokofu. Awenyera alemengo okugavaamu naye awonenga buwonyi.
Ate tomenya bumenyi.
And don't brother break.
Wanga abamu okanga vulu yagala ku.
Some of you discipline and want to break the child.
Bo mwana n'olinyane ku mutwe kuli wagulu.
Beat the children, step on their heads.
Mumusamanga football.
And you kick the child like football.
Usama na gweri.
And you kick them fall to the other extreme. That you have a fury.
These
are not laws acceptable for us to do.
And
us broke laws in the family. We took over all the authority of us. And we forgot the one who is above us.
Hebrews 12,
verse 14.
Mugobererenge emirembe ly'abantu bonna n'obutukuvu awatali bosi wali aliraba Katonda nga mutunuulira nnyo walemenga okuba omuntu yenna aweebuka mu kisa kya Katonda ekikolo kyenna eky'okukaawa kiremenga okuloka n'okubeeraliikiriza era ne kigwagwa waza abangi walemenga okubeera omwenzi oba atatya Katonda nga Esawu eyatunda obusika bwe olw'akawumbo k'emmere akamu kubanga mumanyinga era oluvannyuma bweyayagala okusikira omukisa n'agaanibwa kubanga teyalaba bbanga lya kwenenyezaamu newankubadde nga yagunoonya nnyo n'amaziga kubanga temuzze ku lusozi olukwatibwako era olwaka n'omuliro
bino byonna bitubuuliddwa
kubanga
twolekedde olusozi olw'omuggulu
yerusalemu
fanaddanga famire
yentukuubwera
nga mukino abooluganda tuleme okubeerawo ng'olowooza nti okuba omwana
kunaamuddakasi
tosooka n'omubuulirira nga bwe
tuyigiriziddwaera
ng'abaana bwe
tuwuliddde
ebyamateeka gammwe bingi mu
byawandiikibwanaye
tetuyinza kubimalayo
byonnaubula
kye tutegeddeko tyabazadde baffe banaatubikkuliranga
batuyigiriza
mu mukama
waffe
kale naffe era abazadde
tufubenga
nnyo okunoonya ebiragiro ebyo
mu byawandiikibwa ebitukuvubikkulira
abaana
n'abaana
bali babikkulira abaana
baabwe
yesu
yeebazibwa
era nga
bwe
kiba kyetaagisa omwana okumukuba
kibuukumukube
naye nga tokubanga akuba eyagwa mu
geyena
kubanga mu geyena eyo gyebakubakubanga
n'owoolinyakumutwe n'otamba trample the whole of you.
Omwana oyo aba akyali ku nsi ngakyayinza
otereera child is still on earth and can get aligned.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Sobola osala embooko mu mateeka zabanga kumi mu mateeka ga bayibuli embooko zabanga
in the laws of the Bible the beatings and the canes were 10
ezitandikirwako
the first ones
kweyongerako nezituuka mwana
they added on they reached 40
yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
We bakubiranga nangaomanya kati
when they used to beat you 40 you know that you have been serious problem
naye nga mumateeka ga bayibuli ezitandikirwako zibakkumi
in the laws of the Bible the first initial canes are 10
kale omwana oyo agwanidde okubibwa
that child is worthy to be beaten
kubanga mulimu asuubira okuba akaana akawera embooko
kumi
ng'akagamba mu mateeka ziba
kumi
ako tekannatuuka kukwata
mateeka
naye nga kategeera osobola
okukakangavula kaba
kategeera bw'okagamba
tekera
okukaabakaaba
nawe
waliwo lwokasirisa mu byeddembe
nekagaanamulabankakutunuulirampozi
n'okukagererako akayi akatontono
njakukubatokubaka
akazaalibwa mulimu akagwanidde akali mu mika yingira mu myezi musanvu
n'okubatandika
okwekozaako
zebitasaana
kitaani nga akayingirayingirayingira naye abasinga olina n'omwana wa myaka
ena
fenno wazze fenno tuli bazadde
wanofena
era munanga omwana wetugenda
kumuyigiriza
si mukubanyiza bula ate mu mirembe
ojana
kulaba ng'alina
bulungi
nga naawe kankana
omwenyumirizamu
naye omwana agamba maama
wemamaanja
kukuba
mama
mganja kukuba n'omwana nga
nangeoyo
bwato bwayogera
bwe
wali ogambye ku kitabo w'omuggulu nawe nja
kukuba
bwagamba nti nja kukuba olwokola ebyo ngaomuddamu nange nja
kukubati
omwana wo ng'ayogera ebyo nga naawe
ogumikiriza
katonda ng'alaba bw'osiriwala mu
magezi
kale ne bakulaba ng'omwana wo ng'oli kukuza
mwana
You fight
a child on the television. That child is like that. That you do, brethren.
Proverbs
14:24. They tell you these words.
Proverbs 13:24. Atakwata mugo gwe achawo mwana we.
Nakati gweteka wali omugo.
Now put down the rod.
Oleme okuba.
And you never beat the child.
Atonda araba ngoli mukyayi nnyo.
God sees you have hated the child so much.
Iboko jebe nokuvayo kaweta.
This cane has to come out for the children.
Simbuli kisera.
Not every moment.
Uyinza nokutereka konga mukama bwatereka.
But even keep as God keeps reserves for us.
Atonda agamba eri muzaburi.
God says in Psalms.
Ntimwabi kolabi onane nsidika.
That you did all that I kept silent. And you thought we are equal.
Naye ngendo kubaleta ko munaku.
I'll bring them upon you in the one day.
Okusina muzaburi yata.
Go to Psalms 50.
19 nokukira.
19 to down.
Kakati choyendo kola.
What you have to do.
Osubana nokutereka kubibibi omwana anga abikola.
Even keep the sins of the child as they do them.
No, we got done. If you were already
join them and they come to be enough.
You know, we're mukubo mgane juzi wakolabo.
This time when you beat them, you even the last time we did this.
Akati bana wa friends, sababu nombiuli.
Our children, I request you to listen to this.
Mwanga vigena kubato kaka.
But they're going to reach you.
Mzada agenda to the KVB.
Parent is going to be keeping your sins.
Abirete kuruna kuru.
And they'll bring them out one day.
Oja kwa mzada mrungi bobe irabo.
Be a good parent if you appear that.
Bokuba kuoma ya bitsira tuka na akuba.
If you beat a child all the time, they reach a time and they can no more feel anything.
Aringo mwavu ya kamare miaka atana.
He appears like a poor person who has spent 50 years in his.
Oyo ya viva ako, no hivyo vuka kaya vira vira.
They gave up on getting rich. They are used to that life.
Ya kuba obwavu bwe.
They are used to their poverty.
Olaba muri muka, kuba ngati
they are like a wound of cancer. The patient gets used to it and they say the wound. When you look at it, you say, my God,
you
even feel pain in the leg. But the child you beat all the time, they reach a time and they are used to that, they are beaten.
Like our
father, for this is the family we learn from.
He
can keep our sins and wait for you when you've gotten old. And brings out a big rod. All the youthful things he was supposed to beat you. But I ask him never to wait for you.
I
want my beatings now at least. Beat you when you're old and you are affected badly.
Already
don't want to admit you've been beaten. Let's move on here.
Proverbs 13:24. Atakwata mugo gwe chawo mwana we. Na yoyo amwagala amukanga vule bilonga bichali.
Kozesa bilonga bichali.
Use when things are still due.
Bwabali kugulawo nene ya wansi
ayimuka. In the lower grounds.
Ego mateka ndoza tugategete.
We've understood those laws.
Bonali ndo mwana naweze miaka mukaga ngakwano
kwa yano kulebye bila. Child reach 6 years when they answer you back like that.
Okumutereza
to align them.
Alichitere kama mutima alichiza kwa miaka 10 na musana.
Keep beating the heart or bring it back at 17 years.
But
some keep it in their hearts. They never take it away from them. For you left them.
And
you used to tell people that my child is like that.
Proverbs
13:25. Those are the penalties coming. Hunger has to strike you for refusing to discipline the child. Go to Proverbs
19:18.
Proverbs 19:18.
Kanga vulango mwana wo kubanga esubi weriri.
Esubi likola ki?
When there is hope,
libera weriri.
There is hope.
kikugwanidde okangavula omwana
that child nga wakyaliwo
essuubi
when there is still hope.
Naye bw'anaabanga agenze
if they have moved in years
n'akula mu myaka
and they mature in years
bw'alituuka eyo mpozi oli mukwasa Katonda
when they reach there perhaps you'll commit them to God.
Ebyo kaakano bye mutuulidde eyo nga mukumwenenya mukama asaasidde abaana balokoke
you're repenting God to have children get saved.
Naye omusingi gwe wabawa gwe gubabonya
the foundation you gave them is troubling them
abaagaana ku lwo singa baagaana nga bawa omusingi
omulungiwandibatadde
mumikono gya mukama wandibadde
okimanyibataddamu
nakuteeka ku puresa mbu weenenye weenenye z'abaana
famirynaye
kati weenenya kubanga naye muli owulira omusango
obutababuulira
mazima
Engero esula ya 19 onyirwa 18
Proverbs 19 verse 18
kangavulanga omwana wo kubanga esuubi weriri so teweegomba kuzikirira kwe don't
desire the destruction of the children
kubanga bonaga nomukangavula nomuyigiriza
refuse to discipline and teach them
okuzikirira kumuli kumpia
destruction is close to them
kale bino biragiro.
Now these
commandments are for
us parents to understand
them.
Even unto children, the holy family,
in
the holy marriage. Proverbs 19 verse 19.
Tukola kiruyi ng'ogenda okugira okubonereza omwana ono.
Tempered when you're going to discipline the child.
Kubanga oyinza n'omukuba n'omusekoramu eriiso nga
togerere. When you gouge even the eye out when you have not intended it.
Bw'oto n'omaliriza ng'oliwa.
And then you end up paying back.
Bw'oba ogenda okuba omwana.
If you're going to beat a child.
Bw'oba okumugunyula ki. Beera mu mbeera.
Leave them, be calm.
Do
not be going to breathe as if you're as if you're full of temper.
Ojja kulaba backfire ez'okukuba ng'otudde ekiri.
Backfire of beating when you're hot tempered.
Engeresula ya 19:19.
Proverbs 19:19.
Kubanga boli muonya kiri gwanira okukola bwotyo nate omulundi ogwokubiri.
Singa abo mukubye mu mbeera entuufu n'okutereza.
In the right way and you align them.
Kakati ojja kuba kuno lutya kwera kumukubamu ng'akoze
ebi.
Naye bw'omanya nti olina kiruyi olinnya ne mu bulago
n'osijja
kukuba gwe kubanga nze bwe nkukwa atakonze.
If I get to child. You reach a time you cannot discipline anymore. You know
you're
hot tempered. If you beat, you can even sit on their heads and beat them like a drum.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Disciplining is like that. But our discipline, they told us. Instruct our children and train them in the Lord. And not to anger them.
Children shouldn't
get angered.
You know,
you two have done things which anger the child.
Going to
beat them, you pour water on their bum and you put pepper upon their bum.
That
will beat them when they are having pepper behind their bum.
No, you cannot train a terrorist.
And you train a terrorist home.
bagambe tobonerezana kiruya
ate
osobole okubeera n'okugunjula ate omulundi
omulala
engero essuula ya 19 olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omwenda olunyolwabiri wuliranga okuteesa okkirize ng'okuyigirizibwa obeerenga n'amagezi enkomerero oyo ng'etuuse mu mutima gw'omuntu mulimu okufumiitiriza kungi naye okuteesa kwa mukama kwe kunaanyweranga
kati fuba okulaba nga by'olowoozezza olondamu mukama ki
ky'agamba ojja
kuba muntu mulungi
ddala
engero essuula ya 19 olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ebbiri omuntu ekimwagaza kisa kye n'omwavu akira omulimba okutya mukama kuleeta obulamu n'oyo ali nako anaabeerangaawo mu kuwummula talijjirwa bubi omugaya ava nnyika omukono gwe mu kibya so tayagala na kuguza nate ku kamwa ke
tujja kubiraba ebyo family planning.
We shall see this in family planning. See what the sluggards do are. But they have told you a person is loved by grace. Now a parent decide to be merciful. Even though you are beating, even though you discipline, be merciful. And you, as you beat, you rebuke, don't just beat.
Mulimu n'omuzadde gwamanyi bw'aba ayingira wali
Serubogo
wuyajja
and they have a nickname
ye Serubogo
Serubogo
abogoro yo
gumura he's a backer he backs
ajja banaye mwetereze
the backer is coming here he's a backing person
bakutuma tumaganya nnyo
they nickname you names
omukyala nakamwante tewuyajja agenda okwogera nga yakatuuka
rubanange the woman with has a mouth which is not with control you to your heart and you
be small.
You've been laughing with people in the way when you break home you change the mood children have to know how you are a great person go enter the army
katugire maso tuyingire mu ngero 21
enter Proverbs 21:11
engero essuula ya 21:11
Proverbs 21:11
omunyoomi bw'abonerezebwa atalina magezi agafuna
bw'olaba anyoomanyooma omwana oyo
if you see a child is mocker
muwe mukyayaawo
you give them some discipline
olumu tewetaaga kuba kibaokozereza buli ekigambo okubonereza kigazi
the word disciplining is a broad word
oyinza omu nga togenda kulya
kyamisala
oyinza omufunirayo ekkomerawe
tonotono
n'omuyingiza mu kitanda munda
omuasibeeyo
oja kiyinza omukaabya amasiga jukira omwana aba yamanyire
okuzanyaomugambabeera
mu kitanda munda okumala essaawa musanvu
okaaba
amasiga
bwawe
newomuleka bulesi mukisengera
okusibirayonga
banne bali
wabweru
ayinza owulira nga kyomukoze
naye
gwe omanyi olina omusimula
teke
kama yewazibwe nze dda bwe nakomangawo ng'atuukira ku nsobi nga nkuba abaana ne mbakuba ne ku bisenge bwe mmala omuumiza ku kisenge mpulira awo mpewedde ekiseera kyatuuka ne ndabanga ekyo tekikola butuukirivu
amiina mukama ebale kibikula
waliwo omutabani wange nga ye amanyi okukola efujo omugamba okukola ekintu n'agaana naye nga mmanye embooka esinga omuluma yakyakulya waka leero waganye okwoza ebintu togenda kulya mmere tagirya era netumekinga shuwa nti waliwo mmere gye tumutegekedde ekiro kyonna asobola kulungutana enkeera akeera kwoza bintu
Now you have discovered
what can affect your child. If you discover they don't feel beatings, then you seek for another punishment.
Amen.
Praise Jesus, brethren. When we were still young children, you would steal sugar. But when they caught you stealing it, they could beat you. But me, I've been raising my children. When I saw them steal sugar, I would tell them, bring the tin. Bring the spoon. I told them, if you need sugar, you take, don't fear. I get two spoons, I put in their tea. I tell in their pounds, I say, you take it. They never stole sugar again. Even another time, there's a child of mine who got angered always. When they get angered, they wanted to refuse to eat. When he refused to eat food, we don't give him food, we eat his food. Now what happened? They never refused to eat food. When they refuse to eat, you eat the whole food.
Let's
learn that children don't just grow like that. If God gives you something, you're not faithful, it takes even the little he's given you. You eat and even you finished everything in the saucepan. Even the rest of the food, you clothe it in the... You enter with it in your bedroom. We have to speak to people in different ways. And some parents, when they cook like meat, they give what's not enough to children and they keep unrest. That to give birth to evil morals to children. You know, some parents, they mark some pieces of meat in the saucepan. Some of them don't mark them. They have seen the specific piece. And as they look, they have another piece. They eat quick, they say, add me more pieces.
And
they see on the second row, they will be given that specific piece. Amen. I want to go back on children giving nicknames to parents. My mother used to call my father specific names. One day the children were asked at school, who knows the devil? And the child says, I know. And they asked the child, do you know the devil? The child said, my father is the devil. And they asked the teacher, who told your father the devil? That the child said, my mother, anytime my father comes back, she says the devil has arrived. Praise Jesus. So even though we speak home with the people, we our spouses, to nickname your father, you the mother, children, mark those words. So we have to be careful of the words we speak.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's try to listen to the scriptures. It's a law of the service.
We have to
do to our children and what they have to do to us. Let's proceed on. Proverbs 21 verse 12.
Omuntu omutukirivu alowooza ennyumba y'omubi. Ababi be basuulibwa ne babula.
Bagendeyo mu
geyene. They go right to hell.
Olw'ekumi n'esatu.
Verse 13.
Aziba amatuge omwavu bwakaaba. Era naye alikaaba. Naye taliwulirwa. Ekirabo eky'omukyama kikakkanya obusungu. N'ekitone eky'omukifuba kikakkanya ekiruyi ekingi.
Ekirabo ekyaki? Eky'omukyama. Omwana kale yanyiize nnyo wamukubye.
If you see a child got hungered, you beat them.
Ogenda n'ogulayo akantu ko nga tatigidde.
You go buy something where they are not aware.
N'okaleeta n'omugaabu naye kale. Nakubye wakozebwa oti naye.
You tell them, I beat you, did this, but
tokiddamu.
Don't repeat it.
Kwata ne kasuuti oyo.
Get a sweet and go.
Nunako.
You take the sweet.
Toddamu kola byobadde okola.
Don't do what you've been doing.
Oba abayeebase n'ogula kadole akasingana mu kifuba.
Or they are sleeping, they wake up finding a doll in their chest.
Ajamanya, wama tata nkubira nsonga.
You know, my father beats me not because he doesn't love me.
Oba mama.
Oh mother.
Agenda okulukanga wategede yanyize ngolese kadole kali mu kifuba.
You know, they got angered, you bring a doll in their chest.
Yankubidde wama njagala.
And they realize that parents loved
him. Nina byennamukoze.
I did things to them. You see the child come repent, I will not do that again. But you beat them. And you beat. If you get angered. But in this, when you get back to Proverbs 19, verse 20 says this.
Uliranga okuteesa. Okirizenga okuyigirizibwa obeerenga n'amagezi enkomerero yo ng'etuuse mu mutima gw'omuntu mulimu okufumiitiriza kungi naye okuteesa kwa Mukama kwe kunaanyweranga omuntu ekimwagaza kisaakye n'omwavu akira omulimba okutya Mukama kuleeta obulamu n'oyo alinako anaabeeranga awo nga kumumala
ka tuyingire mu yaabiri.
Let's end verse.
Proverbs 20:18. Buli kigambo ky'omalirira kinywezebwa na kuteesa. Era tabalanga n'okukulemberwa okw'amagezi. Atambula nga alyolyoma abikula ebyama.
Omulimu abatambula boogera yogera.
People moving with the walk. Talk in the way. Don't be talking. You're talking.
Yeah,
there are some people. The child has angered them. Now. John. And they are talking to themselves. You are on the way walking. That's why you find yourself saying, but I'm going to leave this man for half an hour. You're just gossiping all the time. You're going to do what? Let's move on. Proverbs 20 verse 19.
Atambula nga alyolyoma abikula ebyama. Kale teweetabula nga n'oyo ayasamenya akamwa ke emwaje. Akolimira kitaawo oba nnyina etabaaza ye erizikizibwa mu kizikiza ekikutte zigizigi.
That is hell.
Tokweirangawo bakubye ate mwana gwe n'odda ku mamawo batatawo n'okolimira.
You begin to curse your father or mother.
Tokolimira totawana
kolima. Not there even curse. Commit them to the Lord, commit them. Punish you for issues you are not right. God to reveal them, they understand that. And to calm their anger. Not acceptable to curse. You have to realize why a parent has disciplined you. Proverbs 20:21.
Obusika buyinzika okufunibwa amangu olubereberye naye enkomero yaabo teriba na mukisa.
The
children want to kill their parents that they get inheritance quickly. No one gets blessing out of it.
When
inheritance will be given in the right seasons.
The
children who want their parents to die quick,
or
they are given a portion of their inheritance. Proverbs 20 verse
22.
Let's wait for our Creator. Let's wait for our Creator. Proverbs
23:13.
Summarize what concerns children. Want to go to see how the widows appear. Their services, how they are proven to be widows and the widowers. Proverbs 23:13.
Tolekanga kubulirira mwana wo kubanga bono mukubanga no muggo talifa
ntaligolachi.
They will never die.
Bota kuba ku mutwe.
If you don't beat on the head.
Kubawo katonda we yateke nyame nyingi.
That's where God put the great meat.
Nyame nyingi omanyi weri.
Not the great meat where it
is. Wakunganira nyama nyingi.
At the farm.
No matter
how someone might appears, the palm has the much
portion of
meat. The meat is at the palm. That's where you beat. You don't beat on the stomach. God told you all things.
You
out there claiming
you
want to beat your child.
God
sees it doing unrighteousness in the family.
So
beat where you put much meat.
Don't
beat on the head to affect the brain. You position at the palm where there's much meat.
You beat there.
You will see they're not fainting. Even if you beat 50 stripes.
Wanji.
How come God's hand has not perverted? For he too he disciplines us.
And
has never perverted to beat our heads. They say we shouldn't wait when you get hot tempered. If you feel your hot tempered, wait to beat.
For
God said when he got angered, he went to rest.
When it rose and water to this way,
he said, I've got angered for a moment.
Sometimes
he gets angered and rather goes to fast rest. Remember the other family, we were given a photocopy.
Then
we were told to be like father.
Mothers
have to appear like our mother Jesus. Uncles and aunt to appear like the Holy Spirit. His anger most of the time, he goes back to keep quiet. And he waits to first calm down.
He
got angered. He told Moses to go away that he kills the people.
Moses
said,
I've gone,
but I'm coming back. I've not forgiven them, but for your sake. And he went. You know that after he killed them,
he
waited them in the deserts and killed all the old people like he had done. And promised.
He told Moses,
I'm going to kill them. Moses pleaded for them. He said, okay. He went to keep quiet, but he got angered.
He said,
from 18 and above, you are nowhere going. He killed all of them.
When these were young, those were
18-30.
The one was to kill when they made a calf. Waited them ahead. And he killed them still. They thought he has gone. The mother waits, gives you food to eat. And she waits when you're sleeping. And you feel the canes within the bed. If I pick your dreaming. And you realize real. Don't bring two punishments at the same time. If you bring the punishment of food,
give them food
and beat after. Don't say I'll beat you and not give any food even. If God is going to punish you, does he first take oxygen from you?
He
gives you two punishments at the same time. You wait for the other who are going to
cast
when he's angered of them of all days.
And so
give them double portion. What's been in hell and the lake of fire, join it. Let's learn from that father of ours. Let's move on here. Proverbs
23.
Proverbs 23 verse
13.
If you cane them, you have saved them from hell. They abuse you and they point back in you. When they see the visitors, they don't get out of the chair. They remain seated. Now visitor, you sit on the other side. You leave the child. According to Timothy 3, children must be a very good example. If you are coming visitors and the character, and the child is seated, child of the pastor is seated. What is that? They are supposed to welcome people who have come for fellowship. They even ask, is this your place and your home? Brethren,
service
of service to children, teach them morals, whatever God commanded us, and we see that we put in place. Praise Jesus so much. What apostle has spoken, I saw it at a certain synagogue, and the pastor's children were given special seats, just as pastors sit in there. And when they give offerings, the pastor's children got baskets to share their portion before they counted the money.
We
are not going to have that in full knowledge. Not my friend.
And
you see them there out there with other children.
Oh,
you saw my special seat here. Praise Jesus. As we used to fellowship there, one of the pastor's daughter was called Linda. Now, as the pastor was preaching on the pulpit, and there was a girl called Robina. And she was a beautiful girl with a salon.
and she likes to my children's pastor. Now the pastor's child went out of the synagogue. Now this woman wanted to meet her. When she wanted to lift this child and carry her, and there came a dog from the neighbor's place. Now when the dog reached this woman, she began to play with the puppy. The pastor left the pulpit and the gospel preached. And he said, "Born again, you're foolish. How can you get my precious child and you touch the dog at the same time?" Let's proceed on.
Engero esula eyabiri mwesatu lunyirirwa 10 na 15.
Proverbs 3 verse 15.
Mwana wange omutima gwo banga gwa magezi, omutima gwange gunasanyuka ogwange.
Betufuna betubera abana ba magezi,
if you be children of wisdom,
no gwachita fali mukuru kuba gusanyuka omutima gwe.
Even the father of the father in heaven rejoices.
Era bwe abana bafe babera abana ba magezi.
When our children get to be children who are wise,
batusanyusa fati ne basanyusa ne kitafu.
They make us rejoice, even our father in heaven is pleased.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Olunyolwabirimwebiri atugambe bigambo bino.
Verse 22 tells us these words.
Engero eyabiri mwesatu onyolwabiri mwebiri.
Proverbs 23 verse 22.
Owuliranga kitawe yakuzala. Soto nyomanga nyoko nga akadiye.
Even though they get old.
Omanyi wano we bakadiwa olabanga gwa bategerira
buli kimu. When they get old, you see as if you are wiser than them.
Oli oko nyoma we kamzai nawo kadiye.
And you despise this old parent.
Kadusho kungo bagwo.
Yo, can you chase me now, you?
All
you do, but they will penalize you for that. These are the commands of the Lord. And
he's
ready to send angels of family to fulfill them. Even though your parent is old, the father or mother, respecting them as you used to do when you're young. Every time they had strength to discipline you, to the time they've gotten old. Proverbs 23, verse
23. Kitaawe w'obutuukirivu anaasanyuka nnyo. Kitaawe w'omutuukirivu anaasanyuka nnyo. N'oyo azaala omwana ow'amagezi anaabanga n'essanyu.
Tuzaale abaana b'amagezi tunaalaba
essanyu.
Era abaana abatuukiridde tunaawulira tunaasanyuka.
We shall have peace when we have righteous children.
Ngero esula eyabiri mwesatu olunyiriri olwabiri mwetaano.
Proverbs 23:25.
Kitaawe ne nnyoko basanyukenga. N'omukazi yakuzaala ajaguzenga.
Bino tubiteekemu abaana tuteekemu enkola eno.
Children, let's put this way within.
Okurabikanga mu byonna by'okola omuzadde alina okusanyusibwa.
All you do, your parent has to get glad.
Yes, he was you.
Praise Jesus.
Mukama bawe nnyo omukisa ku paati eyo.
God bless you on that part.
Katulabe ku byabannamwandu.
Let's see of the widows.
Ne bassemwandu.
And the widows.
Ebyamateeka mu service eri abaana bingi mu Bayibuli.
Laws of service children is much in the Bible.
Naye jagenda maaso n'okulisaachinga.
But you move on to research yourself.
Ng'ogatta ku ebyo.
As you join on these ones.
Okuva mu byawandiikibwa ebitukuvu.
From the Holy Scriptures.
So si kuva eri abantu obuntu.
Not from just mere people.
Ebyogerwa eri abantu.
What is spoken from people.
Osookanga kudduka kaseeba nga byawandiikibwa.
First come back prove whether they are scriptures.
Katugende mu Timoteo ekisooka sura ey'okutaano.
Let's go to 1 Timothy 5.
Timoteo ekisooka essuula ey'okutaano.
Tutandise n'olunyolo olusooka.
Timoteo ekisooka essuula ya kutaano n'olunyiriri olusooka.
1 Timothy 5 from verse 1.
Tonenyanga mukadde naye omubuuliriranga nga kitaawo.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nga bwe tuvudde mu tteeka liri.
Like we came from the other law.
Twolekedde okulaba ebyaba semwano ne bannamwandu.
We get to see widows and widowers.
Biki ebikakasa nga bali.
What proofs they are.
Era services ze balina okukola.
And what services are they supposed to offer.
Naye nga batugambye.
But they have told us.
Nti ng'abaana.
As children.
Abatusingako obukulu mu kifo ky'okuva eri n'omubogolera
bubogolezi.
Bw'obanga newankubadde oli
muweereza.
Omuntu oyo akusinga emyaka omubuuliriranga
mubuulirizi. speak to them instead of barking at them. You man, have some wisdom. Because you are a pastor, you are anointed here.
Because you are a pastor,
it doesn't make you despise God's laws. You find a young boy.
He's
on all people. If they don't kneel for him, he wants them to kneel.
Not
all the time, leave liberty for these old people.
If they have not, it's okay.
These people are older than them, but they want them to kneel for them by force.
Leave
God's liberties given his people. For he knows the years of each person and the strength they have.
First Timothy 5:1.
Banange tusaba ba taata.
We request the fathers.
Tugenda kuba tuweereza mu myaka gino emito abasinga.
We're going to serve these younger ages, most of us.
Naye wabaho okubuulirwa kwonna okwoyo akusingako emyaka.
But if you want to speak something to one older than you.
That wants
to speak to you and you're older than them.
If their
God is minister, accept what they tell you.
If they
have any word of wisdom, understanding God,
don't
refuse to be taught. Even these brethren, ourselves, we speak to them as our brethren. We don't speak to them as slaves. For these days, church got perverted. If you are with your fellow age mate, you want them to kneel for you.
Where is our Muslim?
And you want them to worship you. Have to see me run. Even the old people taken. You see, the church is not told what they have done.
You
don't know what is to be the holy family and the holy marriage. When they came in the real image of church,
they have shown
evil, worst characters
of
not being taught.
First Timothy 5:2. Abakazi abakadde nga nnyoko.
Abakazi abakuzeemu tubabuliranga mama.
We see them as mothers.
Muyiteko mutuule awantu.
You call them sit in a
place.
Tell them the things and this they don't do them like
this.
But you are there. You old lady. Stand up, come here. You handle things wrongly. And the old woman comes. And you begin to speak.
It's
the old women we have got wisdom in the mind. You don't know anointing. Despise the old woman. And the old woman begins to plead for forgiveness. These things here,
the things
of holy family, have to handle them carefully. The holy marriage.
Right?
Affect us in ministry if you don't align
with
them. End up you've admitted nothing before the Lord.
These
old ladies want to be prayed for, they have no money.
And the
pastor is so angered because of that.
First Timothy 5:2.
Ababa bannamwandu ddala.
They are really widows. It means they are fake widows.
Bali bateke bokubanga bakakasiddwa.
Have been proven.
But yeah,
how? What you're going to hear right now.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
And
they are real widows.
Now you have
40 years, 30 years.
That
husband is dead, you claim you are a widow.
Tori,
you are not.
So
you don't have the qualities
that
we are going to hear that you are a widow. 25, 30, 40 years.
Widow,
you must be reaching 60 years.
Even
other qualities we're going to hear.
I'm
a widow. You send me on the eatings. Let's move on here.
First
Timothy 5 verse 3.
Oba wenge kitiwa bannamwandu ababa bannamwandu ddala. Naye namwandu yenna bwaba n'abaana oba abazzukulu basooke ng'okuyiga okwegendereza eri ab'omu nnyumba zaabwe.
Bwobanga tewakuza bulungi baana,
you didn't raise children well, you've had clear, you can't be called a widow.
For
a widow in the kingdom of God is an honorable thing.
He's
a person who's done their works and they have lost their spouse.
They have done
perfect works of marriage. They have raised the children well. They are even taking care of the church. They have no one to take care of them. And it's a command, even a case, not to fulfill taking care of the widows, even the widower.
It's
a perfect and honorable thing.
It's
your name and your husband died, that a widow is there.
If
she ties a
upon
her head, she comes in, but she's a talkative person. And she has children who are like wild children. That the widow has come. You are not.
First
Timothy 5 verse 4.
Basoke ng'okuyiga okwegendereza eri ab'omu nnyumba zaabwe n'okusasula bakadde baabwe, kubanga ekyo kye kikkirizibwa mu maaso ga Katonda. Naye abeera namwandu ddala n'alekebwa yekka, asuubira Katonda n'anyiikiranga okusaba n'okwegayirira emisana n'ekiro.
Ateekeddwa okubanga mu by'okusaba akungaana.
Be in fellowship all time.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Prayer to be given.
Day
or night they appear. And
the
widow never even sleeps in the house. And she's a commando.
Find
them, they are listening to songs of the youth. And she clothes certain clothing. And they are amazing. And the widow is there.
She's
even searching, you even see her actions. That
he's
called himself a widower.
First
Timothy 5:5.
Naye abeera namwandu ddala n'alekebwa yekka, asuubira Katonda, anyiikira okusaba n'okwegayira emisana n'ekiro. Naye oyo awoomerwa ebinyumu.
Omukyanga alimu.
You find them, they are putting songs.
Nkwagala kusiima.
And they are dancing and think. That a widow.
Obuzabuza.
You are confusing who? Find them to move out to the singles conference, they appear. Let's be few, for we have little time.
Yes,
we
must
raise Jesus.
You
find the widow has pleasures of the youth. Have a toolbox of ointments.
Yeah,
you say you are acting like a youth. And you paint your lips. And the eye you've written on it up like that. And the widower
is
dyed his hair.
And
he cuts the
cuts.
The widow.
Yes, I'm fitting him.
Even clothes fitting trousers. A widower is something else. His songs.
Feed
his phones.
I
don't know who is laughing.
He
is still in the situation of love and they are pretending.
We
shall not call you widow or widow in those issues.
So
we shall tell you, go and search and get married. Don't confuse us here. First Timothy 5 verse 6.
Naye oyo awomerwa ebinyumu ng'afudde newankubadde ng'akyali mulamu.
Kasita omulaba ebyo byabeera
muomanya
guno musege gwandibadde namwandu naye musege
buseyafaana
ddoonoeven
a dead thing.
Timoseewo ekisooka essuula 5 olunya olw'omusanvu.
First Timothy 5:7.
Era n'ebyo balagire balemenga okubaako eky'okunenyezebwa. Naye omuntu yenna bw'atajjanjaba babe n'okusinga ab'omu nnyumba ye nga yeeganya okukkiriza era nga ye mubi okusinga atakkiriza. Namwandu yenna tawandiikibwanga nga tannatuusa myaka 6.
Emyaka 6 bw'oba togirina,
if you don't have 60 years,
ne quality ezivuddeko waggulu,
qualities we've seen above.
Kubanga ne bw'oziweza 6 naye ng'okyali,
even if you reach 60 and you're still in those moods of pleasures.
Ng'okyali, odayinga enviiri n'oyita ku kyalo
wali. And you dye your hair past the village. And you are challenging people. The clothes you clothe it, we see them. Fulfill the above and not 60, we don't write
them.
If you reach 60, you don't fulfill the above quality, we don't register you as a widow.
You
say that is not. This one is free and such. You, if you want to take her or him.
And we cannot
proclaim you as a widow or widow in the church. Brethren is searching. Someone to help him reach Jerusalem. Are you there? When you reach him, like the elder years are. But you act like a 20-year-old. First Timothy 5:9.
Namwandu yenna tawandiikibwanga nga tannatuusa myaka 6 eyafumbirwa omusajja omu.
Ate oteekeddwa okuba
must have been.
Ng'obadde n'omusajja omu ebbanga lyonna nga gwe tukulaba naye.
Have you one man all your years we've seen you with one man.
Naye mapampa gali ovendo ogende
from here to there.
Baadata b'abaana obadde n'abaana kumpi obako
omusajja. You are not fitting in the widows or in the widowers. Women you marry here and there, you can't register you.
It's
honorable, the widow and the widowers.
When you get the definition
of that word,
it
means people
who have
the holy family and the holy marriage. And they lose their spouse.
Timoseewo ekisooka essuula 5:10.
First Timothy 5:10.
asimbibwa mu bikolwa ebirungi obanga yaleranga abaana abaana
abaana wabakuza otya bwe tutunulamu nga wakuza misege
towandiikibwa mu bantu bakitiibwa
abantu abatuukiridde bannamwandu babasemwami
abakoze obulungi mu famire entukuvu
n'obumbaabaana
wabakuza otya kyekiri kyenkugambye mu tteeka ly'abaana erya
saaviisi
fuba okukola ebikugwanidde
kubanga
eno musaavisiza bannamwandu n'okuwandiika basemwantu tujja
kuwandiika
okusinya ku biwajja okola
timoseewo ekisooka essula ataano onya olw'ekumi obanga yayanirizanga abagenyi
kakati
wabeerangaeyo ewakewo
tewakyalana bantu
byonna tubikebera ng'ogenda
okuwandiikibwa
kubanga bw'omala okuwandiikibwa
bw'oba
obadde tolina nnyumba
oba
tolina mulimu
ebyo
byonna tuba tulina obikolako
ng'ekkanisa
okuteerayo emirimu egirina okukulabirira
wabaawo
mu baana bo akyaliwo omugagga
ng'ayinza
okukulabirira
n'alagirwa
ebiragiro byonna eby'okulabirira maama we
ery'obwannamwandu
oba taata we
naye
bwe kitaabwe kityo omwana ateekebwako
mugugakulabirira
bulabirizi ngaomuzadde singa
namwanoba
semwand
timoseewo ekisooka essula ttaano olunyiira lw'ekkumi obanga yanaazanga abatukuvu ebigere
wano we tuba tunaaza ebigere mu kukkakkana okwo n'okutegeeza okutereeza amakubo
gaffe
olina okubanga gwe mu bantu abakulu ababeerangawo okunaaza ebigere
ng'otuukiridde gotten complete and right
kubanga okunaaza ebigere kw'abo abatuukirira mu mateeka
fulfilled in the laws.
Abantu abafumba obulungi ddala.
People were married very well.
Era nga tebatankanibwa mu bufumbo bwabwe.
And they had no troubles in the marriages.
Abantu abalina onaaza ebigere ku lunaku lwe tunaaba ebigere.
People to wash feet when we wash our feet.
Era nga tuyigiriziddwa bulungi.
And we've been totally taught well.
Amakulu agava mu kunaazibwa ebigere.
Importance coming out of washing the feet.
Okutereeza enjiri yaffe ey'omu bigere gye twambala.
To align the gospel in the feet we are clothing.
Ge makulu agava mu ekyo.
Importance from that.
Omuntu alongoose nga yabadde atambula atya mu njiri.
The person to align how they have been moving in the gospel.
Kubanga yatoolamu n'ayongera.
Whether they subtracted and added in it.
Kubanga yanyoola alyoko yeetereeza.
Or they twisted to align themselves.
Owulidde ebibeeraawo.
You've heard what is there.
Omuntu atali mufumbo ddala.
A person who is not really married.
Era nga atuukiridde bulungi.
And they are not right.
Tanaaza bigere.
They don't wash feet.
Mu saaviisi zonna ze tuyiseemu.
All the services
that you have passed
through, you have not fulfilled them.
Totawaana kujja ng'onaaza bigere by'abantu.
Don't waste time come wash people's feet.
Mu kiseera eky'okunaazibwa ebigere.
The moment of washing feet.
Kati n'ebyo tubitunulamu
even that we consider it
obanga ogenda okuwandiikibwa mu bannamwandu
basemwandu in the widow or widowers
kati mbuulira bameka abakyali bannamwandu
basemwandu how many are still widows or widowers
timoseewo ekisooka essula ttaano olunyiriri olw'ekkumi obanga yabeeranga n'ababonaabona
wayambanga abalinanga ebizibu
help people in problems
n'obaleetako ewuwo
n'obalabiriran'olaba
bwe banaabitawo ne bakulaakulana ne
bakolabisi
naye bino byonna bwe bati wabikola
naye
bweweza emyaka enkaaga towandiikibwa bannamwandu
timoseewo ekisooka essula ttaano olunyiriri lw'ekkumi obanga yagobereranga nnyo buli kikolwa ekirungi
obanga yagobereranga nnyo buli kikolwa ekirungi n'alaba ng'alina okukituukiriza
bwe
yali nga mufumbo
bwe
yali nga abeezaawo
famiri
timoseewo ekisooka essula ttaano olunyiriri lw'ekkumi n'olumu naye bannamwandu abakyali abato obagaanenga
tulina okugaana bannamwandu mu myaka
widows who are young
ozze oli mu myaka
30-40 years
tukuwandike mu
basemwandetukuwandike
era tubikuyita naye
never register neither call you a widow or widower
era tugamba bannange
and we say friends
twebaza mukama
thank the lord
muganda we baamututooli
took the brethren of this one
aliwaka
is home
naye yeetaagayo ageno
mmuyaba but they need a helper over them
okwongera ate okunyweza
obutuukiriasobole
okuba nga agoberera muganda
woli
ebyokulangira mubannamwandu
obivaako
timusewo ekisooka essula 5:11 naye bannamwandu abakyali abato bagaanenga kubanga bwe balika bawala eri kristo abaagala okufumbirwa
ate balimala ne bayingiramu empisa yizinzibu omubiri nga gubatabuddetabudde manyi eriddeko yesinga
n'okkutulatimusewo
ekisooka essula 5:12 nga bazza omusango kubanga basuula okukkiriza kwabwe okw'olubereberye era nate bayiga okubeera nga abagayaavu
babeera eyo kati olwokuba
bamuwandise
bagenda mulabirira
kibabakwe
ng'addeeyo ng'ayingiza bivubuka n'ebiwalawala
ebitoto
emmere anti muleeta muteeka funamu obulire bwakukola
bibi
timusewo ekisooka essula 5:13 era nate abayiga okubeera ng'abagayaavu nga batambulatambula okubuna amayumba
babeera olina olugambogambo
oyogerayogera
tolina kubamu bigambo
ebyo
n'okubanga gwotabaganya
abantuobulamu
bwo nga butuukiridde
bulungi
naye namwandu myaka 24 eri oyogerayogera kimanya
34
oba okyabulamu kompozko ngaotulaze
qualitytutandika
ogambo nanaatera ofuuka
namwandu
tulinda bulinzi myaka
kakesulikeyomyaka
enkaaga ne qualita zimaze
ozifunatumuteekeyo
wali yatandika
okulabirirwamu
mu buli kintu
kyaboni
munyo sukaali asula atya yalwadde
byonna
okusooka bwe tulaba abo mu nnyumba ye nga tebayinza
okumulabira
timusewo ekisooka essuula 5:13 naye tebagayala bugayaazi era naye balina olugambo n'akajanja nga boogera ebitasaana
tebakoma bukomi kubaawo nga
batambulatambulawabula
babeera n'olugambo n'okwogera ebintu
ebitakwatagana
olugezigezi lwonna omanyi ffe tukuse temukimanyi nga
ninamwandunamwandu
bamusaamu
ekitiibwanaye
nga byayogera byonna temuli wadde
ekitiibwa
nze
simwanduokyala
kyalewa banno
peoplehomes
n'ebikututteyo nga si
bikuluimportant
manyi abantu amu bwe babeera mwezi embeera
kati
yeegiseewo nga kafumbiddwawo myaka
mitoototokimanyi
oba omwami akulabirira
bulungi
anti ndi semwandu nzize
kkuba
ekanisa eyakutumye oba
weetumikirire
kumba olina byonoonya
ebirala
timusewo ekisooka essula 5:14 kyenva njagala abakyali abato bafumbirwenga bazaalenga abaana bafugenga ennyumba balemenga okuwa omulaba ebbanga wayima okuvuma
kubanga okukolakola ebintu
ntweyo n'okyakalanya obulokozi
bagamba ddamu ofumbire oyongere ozaale 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 tugamba nze nazaalako
bannangesimanyi
wa mukama
anampa
yagamba mwetegefu
okuwa
va mu kukona obukonyi
kubeera
eyo nga wetakulatakula n'ebintu
ebitali
timusewo ekisooka essula 5:15 kubanga waliwo kaakano abakyuka okugoberera sitaani
mulimu abakyankalanira ddala
they would totally get messed up
ne batandika n'okugobera n'agenda mu kalenzi ka
and they go to a young boy or young girl
tuli mu Timoseewo ekisooka essula 5 nyirwa 10 na mukaaga
1 Timothy 5:16
omukazi yenna akkiriza bw'abanga ne bannamwandu abayambenga
okusooka ab'omu nnyumba tusooke tulabenga basobola okuyamba bati basobola
ekanisa
ntukwatamuogwokulabiriro yakakasiddwa okuba namwandu
basema
Timoseewo ekisooka essula 5 lunyi lwa 10 na mukaaga
era
ekkanisa eremenga okuzitoowererwa eryoke eyambenga bannamwandu ddala ddala
bali bennyini
widows
abakakasiddwa
they have been proven
Timoseewo ekisooka essula 5 olunyi lwa 10 na
17
abakadde abafuga obulungi basaanyizibwe okuweebwanga ekitiibwa emirundi ebiri okusinga abafuga mu kigambo eky'okuyigiriza kubanga ekyawandiikibwa kyogera nti tosibanga mumwa gwa nte ewuula eŋŋano era nti akola emirimu asaanira empeera ye
mulimu abakadde
nga
bakoze bulungi
kuweereza
katonda ne mu bukadde
bwabwe
baweebwa ekitiibwa emirundi ebiri ng'abaweereza ba mukama
Like servants of God, and like servants of people in their lives where they have passed.
Timoseewo ekisooka essula 5 olunyiriri lwa 10 na 9
First Timothy 5:19
tokkirizanga kiroope ku mukadde awatali bajulirwa babiri oba basatu
olugambo eri bannamwandu be tukakasizza ne
tusa zaabwe
tetumala galukkiriza
we don't just accept it
tumala kunoonyereza emirundi esatu
first seek and find out
obujulirwa oba basatu
a witness of three
okuliko kitaffe omwana n'omutukuvu
whether the father son and the holy spirit
byawandiikwa ebitukuvu
in the holy scriptures
kakasa ekyo kiba kimuloopeddwa
prove what has been accused of them
Timoseewo ekisooka essula 5 olunyiriri olwabiri
first Timothy 5:20
aboonoona obanenyanga mu maaso g'abantu bonna era n'abalala balyoke batyenga nkukuutira mu maaso ga katonda ne kristo yesu ne bamala abalonde
tulina bamalayika abafamiri abatuweereza
era
namwandu asigala aweerezebwa malayika oyo yali owa bbaawe
n'owuwe bw'aba
ssemwandu
alabirirwa
malayika oyo eyali owa mukyala we n'owuwe
paka
lwe baliva bonna mu nsi munone ne bawaanyisa bamalayika nabo ne baddayo ndowoozaolabye lwaki obeera n'ekitiibwa bakuwaddabo gundi
saviyesiyebazibwatimoseewo
ekisooka essula 5 olunyiriri olwabirimu olumu weekuumenga ebyo awatali kusaliriza nga tokola kigambo eky'obuganzi
yesu yeebazibwe
wabaawo
okusaliriza kwonna mu nsonga
zino
olw'okunoonya obuganzi eri abamu abalina ssente n'ebintu
ebirawabula
amateeka ago tugakole nga bwe
gagwaniraeteeka
lya saaviisi bwetyo bwe ligenze bingi ebyogerwa mu byawandiikwa
ebitukuvuomuntu
ku byajja okwongera
okubikulira
naye twolekedde ku lunaku luli eri okulaba family planning.
But next Saturday we shall see the family planning. Within which we see how to give birth to children.
What is your family planning? It is spiritual.
The spiritual family planning in the giving of birth. And the natural family planning. We shall see how it will be done. Family planning which is financial and the, of pleasure and joy. We shall see how it will move.
God bless you. Thank
you for coming. Let's get a few minutes, prepare ourselves,
and
go in the other service. We shall see praise tomorrow.